That writer is Craig Johnson. He has now penned a total of 15 books about one man whose name is Walt Longmire, although Johnson insists he never intended the character to be more than a one-off.
I remember when I wrote the first book in the Walt Longmire series, it was The Cold Dish, like, and they sat me down and said, you know, we'd like to do this as a series, you know, and I remember looking at them and thinking, you know, I don't think that's going to work. I think, you know, I got some other ideas I want to bounce off of you. And they said, well, why don't you go back to your ranch in Wyoming and think about this?
Johnson did think about it, and the more he thought, the more the character of Walt Longmire himself began to suggest new plot lines and adventures. Mainly, says Johnson, because Longmire is so relatable and authentic as a person.
He's like us. He's overweight, he's overage, he's overly depressed, but he still gets up in the morning and tries to do the job. Okay, and so that's one. Look at, and then the other one is a word that you just don't hear very much these days. Look at, I don't know, it's kind of gone out of fashion, but boy, it says a lot. Decent. He's just decent. You know, he cares about the people in his county. He cares about what's right. He's got a code that he lives by, like that, and he tries to do the right thing.
It was all of these qualities, on top of the best-selling nature of the Longmire series and plenty of critical acclaim, that eventually had TV producers knocking on Johnson's door to propose a Netflix series of shows.
Whenever Warner Brothers came to me and said they were thinking about, you know, doing a television show and all of this, I kind of went into it, you know, with my eyes open, you know, knowing that they were probably going to do some things a little bit different, you know, from the way that I did the books. I remember having a conversation with the producers, and one of the first things they said to me was, they said, we're thinking about making Walt and Henry about 10 years younger than they are in the books. And I had the immediate redneck cowboy response where I was like, well, now why are we doing that?
Johnson quickly learned that in TV, there's a reason for everything, and that reason usually has to do with ratings and revenues.
And they said, well, because we'd like the show to run for about 10 years, and we'd rather not have Walt and Henry on walkers by the time, you know, we get through with it. So I kind of had to concede that point.
And now Johnson's 15th book in the Longmire series is out.
The title itself, you know, The Land of Wolves, comes from a Basque proverb that a land of strangers is a land of wolves. And after Walt's experiences in depth of winter in northern Mexico, look at it, he kind of comes back a changed man. He's a little bit damaged. And so there he is, you know, in his home county, in his home state, you know, where he was born, where he grew up, where he's lived the majority of his life. He's been married, had children, had a career and all this, and he doesn't recognize any of it. It's a situation where not only is he a stranger in a strange land, but a stranger to himself.
Yet somehow that elemental decency that Johnson referenced earlier once again emerges to pull Longmire through the crisis. The evening of October 2nd, Johnson will be visiting Tallahassee, courtesy of Midtown Reader. But because of the incredible popularity of both his books and the Netflix TV programs, his appearance will be at Holy Comforter School. Unlike so many authors, he promises not to simply read a few excerpts from his works and then hawk signed copies for the rest of the night.
I enjoy sitting and telling stories like about what's going on, whether it be stories about, you know, him being out on the road or fishing in Alaska, like that, or, you know, talking about, you know, the TV show, like at the actors. We have Longmire days here in Buffalo and all these things that happen. So there's always stuff to tell people about. And then one of my favorite aspects is always the Q&A. I love opening it up and letting people ask questions, because there's a kind of an improvisational aspect to that. I mean, the other stuff you can kind of prepare for like that, but, you know, whenever people are asking questions, you never know what direction it may go in.
And like his signature character, Walt Longmire, Craig Johnson is a real honest-to-gosh creature of the American West. Those stories should be humdingers. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.